This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger. So America, men, women, boys, and girls, please open your King James Bibles to the message of truth. Zechariah, new book today, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. Just before we begin, I want to invite everyone under the sound of my voice, men, women, and good boys and girls, to come here to my school, Sherry Medlock School, Cocoa, Florida, on March 23rd at 6:30 p.m. for an exciting, interesting, and inspirational video with commentary by Scott Merson and his Scripture Picture Ministry. Scott is our friend, and he's an anointed man of God. He's a chosen vessel, and he's a demon slayer. Scott has been given an awesome, unique, supernatural gift from God. His very smartphone takes pictures which reveal what's going on in the spiritual dimension right here in the physical. You can see angels and orbs and, yes, demons. Now, don't be afraid of demons, but they are out and about as well as the good angels. As Scott himself says, awesome stuff. Scott is a very established businessman. He owns the produce place, which I call the Garden of Eden, in Suntree in Brevard County here in the state of Florida. I remember that some of you are listening in other states. He has a beautiful wife, Angela, and two precious children, Max and Olivia. So come here to my school. We might even have refreshments wherever, or you'll get anything, a movie and refreshments for free. March 23rd, 6:30 p.m., Scott Merson and his Scripture Picture video. Now, Zechariah is a prophecy of these very end times, just as Revelation and just as Joel, which I just taught you. Zechariah's name means in the Hebrew, remembered of Yahweh, Y-H-V-H, which is the correct spelling and the correct pronunciation of the Lord. It means God remembers you. It was written over a seven-year period from 410 B.C. to 403 B.C., and there are seven visions which are happening right now where we exist. He's a contemporary of Jeremiah, and this was written when Haggai, the prophet, minor prophet, just before Zechariah in your Bible, wrote his last two messages. They had just come out of captivity, the 70 years captivity out of Babylon.
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius.
Now this would be in the Hebrew calendar, our November. Now you want to remember these dates. This would be our November right now.
The word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet.
Now remember Zechariah's name in the Hebrew, remembered of Yah. His dad, Berechiah, means blessed of Yahweh. And his granddad, Iddo, means lovely and timely. God has a strict timetable. He's got a day planner. And when everything's in just the perfect place, he pushes the set button. Set time is come.
Verse 2. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. 3. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
in the manuscripts, that means return unto me. The reason they went into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar, this was the house of Judah, was because they had turned away from the Lord. The reason the other 10 tribes were captured by Sennacherib, the Assyrian, and went into captivity was because they had turned away from the Lord. The reason the United States is in captivity by the Kenites, the devil's children, is because the United States has turned away from God. So I am calling a day of repentance for the entire United States of America. Elect, connect. I need media help to connect us to everybody all over this nation. And God promises to heal our land. Call me. My announcer will give you my phone number at the end of this program. Elect, connect. A day of repentance for all of America.
For be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways.
Jeremiah went up and down, saying, Repent, repent.
And from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. 5. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? 6. But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets.
God says, in the flesh body, they're not even here. But as Jesus said in Mark 13, this earth age shall pass away, this heaven age shall pass away. That's what it says in the Greek. But my word shall never pass away. As 1 Peter 1:25 says, the word of the Lord endureth forever. In other words, what was true for them is now true for us in America.
Did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to your ways and according to our doings.
What they are saying is, we didn't obey, so we got what we deserved. That's why they went into captivity. That's why America is in captivity to the Kenites, to socialism, to communism. That's why turned away from the Lord, did not obey, would not hear the word of the Lord. This is why the body of Christ, the church, ecclesia in America, is so absolutely warped. You've turned away from every word of God.
So hath he dealt with us.
We got what we deserve. We reap what we sow.
7. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Sabbat.
Now, this is crucial. Sabbat in the Hebrew calendar is February. And he says February 24th. Everybody say it. February 24th. Remember, 1 Corinthians 10:11. These things happen to them. Them who? Them Zechariah. Them there. For an example to us, they were written for our admonishment, those of us who are come to the end of this age. Now, keep that in mind. February 24th.
In the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying,
Now, here is the first vision, and we are walking in this vision right now. You know, the word is not just to be heard. We walk in it. Now, you're going to find that we are walking in what he's about to tell us.
I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse.
Now, the man here is an angel, and the red does not mean war, and it means sorrow, as in Jacob's trouble, the tribulation of the Antichrist.
And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom.
We'll talk about those in a minute.
And behind him were their red horses, speckled and white.
The speckled is bay, which is pale, which in the manuscript is green. In other words, you don't harvest when the bananas are green. And the white horse represents the first rider on the white horse in Revelation 6, the Antichrist. Now, in Revelation, we have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but these are not they. These are scouts. These are angels, that have been sent by God to check things out around the myrtle tree. And the colors, the pale green out of harvest, white the fake Christ, and the red the sorrow, the time of Jacob's trouble. And so now let's talk about the myrtle tree. The book of Isaiah says, 61, that you, Christian, are the trees of righteousness. The definition of the myrtle tree in the Hebrew is a beautiful flowering tree in the midst of the garden of God. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, round about verse 15, God says, go to the mount and fetch an olive branch, a pine branch, a myrtle branch, a palm branch, and a fig branch, and make booths of them, B-O-O-T-H-S, Hebrew Sukkoth, for the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is when the Lord comes to dwell with us. Now, in John 15, Jesus said of himself, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Did you hear the branch of the myrtle tree there? So we see right there that the myrtle tree is an analogy of a child of God. And then we have in Isaiah chapter 55, roundabout verse 13, he says, instead of the thorn tree shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. In the book of Judges, the thorn tree represents the devil, and the fir tree in Hosea is God. The briars are the children of the thorn, the Kenites. And of course, the myrtle tree is the child of the one true God. So these myrtle trees are God's elect right here at the end of time. Romans 11, there are only 7,000 who will not bow the knee to Baal. Remember, they are checking out if it's time for Antichrist to come, represented by the three unholy trinity. That's why there are three colors, not four, the unholy trinity, the Antichrist coming. So they're checking out the elect. Now we're going to talk about the angels. In your Strong's Exotic Concordance, which is not your final authority on the manuscripts, there are greater manuscripts than that, but for the layperson, 4397, Hebrew section, you will find that angel is to be dispatched as a deputy or as a messenger. Now, we know that in Matthew 18, that Jesus says, for you Christian, you elect, he's talking to the elect, the myrtle trees, this is the very elect right here at the end time. He says that your angels do always have the face of Father at any time. I've experienced that. Hebrews chapter 1:14, talking of angels, he says, are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are an heir of salvation? Are you an heir of salvation? Okay, you've got your holy angels. And then in 2 Kings 6:16, the prophet Elisha and his servant was surrounded by a host of enemy ready to kill them. And the servant said, oh, master, what should we do? And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and behold, there were more that were with Elisha and the servant than with them. So what these are, these are scouts. In football, a coach will often send out a scout, someone to scout the opposing team to check it out. So here is what is happening. This is happening right now. God is sending angelic beings, and they can travel between the spiritual dimension and between this physical dimension. I have experienced both. And they are seeing if the time is right for the sixth trumpet to sound, and it is, and making sure the elect are in our place. Over and over you hear me say, everybody take your place. That is not me just saying that. That's the Holy Spirit. Everybody has a place. It's not to judge us. It's not to hurt us. These are good angels as opposed to the fallen angels in Joel. Now, I'm going to tell you we're walking in this word. Almost every day, right here in my school, somewhere around 5:30, even sometimes up to 6, but 5:30, I am led I have to walk to the door and look through my little window, and I look to the west, I have a little tiny sliver of lawn, and then there's the street, and then there's a big tree. And the sun is shining so brightly that it blinds my eyes, but I have to look. And suddenly, God turns the sun into a beautiful crystal cross, diamonds glittering, 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 with prisms of light like wings, like laser beams of wings coming out from it. It is awesome. Now, one time he folded those beams over and created a beautiful, I'll say, a flying machine. It even turned on its side, like Ezekiel, same thing there. And then if I wait a while, around about 5:30, it's not quite so blinding, I begin to see circles and orbs. I literally see this, and I see them, and some of them are rose pink, and some of them are crystal shining diamond-like white, and there are faces in them. They have increased, increased, increased. They always were here in tiers, and now I peep around, and they're all way all to the south there. It is not uncommon for a man or woman of God to see these angelic beings that travel between the spiritual dimension and the physical dimension. Why are they looking at my place? Because this is Bethel. This is the house of God. This is the storehouse. This is the warehouse. This is the place where God is. Everything that ever goes on in here for yay all these years is God, 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 God. And so we are part of this end time movement. And they are making sure to see that all of you who are elect will come here and take your chair and get your place. Are we ready? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Then said I, oh my Lord, what are these?
What I just told you.
And the angel that talked unto me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. Him and the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said.
Now this is the scout leader. The man means angel. And remember in Revelation chapter 1, the star that Jesus held in his hand, he said these are the angels. And the Greek there means messenger. So this is the scout leader messenger. So he's going to answer Zechariah.
These are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth.
Now, once again, walk is kind of a mild term because they have their light machines. I like to call them flight light machines. Now, you know, in the book of Ezekiel, you can go home and read that. This was the very same thing that happened to Ezekiel. God came down on his circular light machine, and there were faces. You could see the faces, the people in the windows. They were angels, and they were checking out things to see what was going on. See, it isn't that God doesn't know. He's very orderly. He has a strict timetable. He wants everybody in your place. And one person out of place messes up his plan. So when we all take our place, everybody take your place, elect, connect, let God direct, he'll push the set button.
11. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said,
they who? These scouts, these angels, these angelic beings. Remember, an angel is simply a young man. That's all. Yes, they talk. The ones I see, the faces, I mean, sometimes I saw one with a beard, and sometimes I see they're smiling at me. Someone have great big teeth. They're pretty, they're friendly. I love them. I say, hello.
We have walked to and fro throughout the earth.
Now, this is not the first time an angel has walked to and fro throughout the earth. Of course, they're in Ezekiel. But in the book of Job, chapter 1, there was a bad angel, and his name was Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And God said, where have you been, Satan? He said, walking to and fro over the face of the earth, checking out your people, trying to see if I can find a dent in your elect Job's armor. Okay, of course, he was a bad one. But these are good ones. These are not to judge us. They are friends. I literally then, it's gotten so amazing to me now. Last night I just watched, and I have kind of a blind that I put up at night on this window, but there's an opening at the top, and they just smile, and they just look in the window. And it doesn't bother me at all. I just say, hello, I love you.
And behold, all the earth sits still and is at rest.
Now you say, certainly isn't it rest with all this mess? No, what they mean is, everything's in its place to blow the sixth trumpet so God can shake things up. Because in Revelation 12, the dragon with his fallen angels is going to be shaken out of heaven, and that's going to shake things up. And he's going to stand, the devil is, in Jerusalem, standing where he ought not, calling himself God. So he says, we're just going to see. Everything's ready. It's set, everything's in its place.
Well, then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercies on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah?
In other words, your people, Lord, they've been taken over by the devil's children. Here in America, the Kenites, we're the 10 tribes. Over in the land of Israel, our brother Judah, they've been taken over by the Kenites. How long before you're going to come and rescue everyone?
Against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years.
That would be 70 years. He's referring now to the 70 years captivity of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon.
13. And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words.
I call it good God words. See, I'm not cursing. I'm not saying good God. I'm saying good God words. God's word always comforts. They're always good.
14. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy.
When God showed Moses his backside, he hid Moses in the cleft. God passed by and he said, My name is Jealous. God loves Ezekiel. God loves Jerusalem. In Ezekiel 16, God spiritually married Jerusalem and said, this will be my eternal home. But he's jealous now because the Antichrist is going to be standing there when Jesus comes in Jerusalem, taking over God's territory. And that makes God jealous.
15, and I am very sore displeased with the heathen who are at ease.
I'm displeased with the Kenites who are in my Jerusalem, the seed of Cain, the seed of the devil. I'm displeased with the Kenites that are sitting in the government of the United States of America. I'm displeased, says God.
For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction.
I allowed them to come and spank you up a little bit, but I didn't mean for them to kill you. In other words, they've gone too far. Listen to me. You give the devil 1 inch, he'll take a mile. And that's what the Kenites have done. That's what America has done. We gave someone the benefit of the doubt, and look at us now. We are a mess.
16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies.
He announces the second coming of Jesus. I am coming again after the Antichrist. His time is shortened for the elect's sake. At the seventh trump, I'm coming back, and I'm going to take back my territory, and I'm going to clean up Jerusalem, and I'm going to dwell there forever. We just studied Revelation 21. We see the Heavenly Father bringing the Holy Jerusalem down here. Heaven on earth, restored, replenished, paradise restored.
My house shall be built in it.
The house of God is the many-membered body of Christ, and we are going to be with him right here on planet Earth, those of us who are saved, the myrtle trees.
Saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem.
This is a plumb bob, and it measures a straight line. What he's talking about here is described in detail in the prophetic book of Ezekiel 44 on to the end of Ezekiel. He's going to measure an allotment for everyone who's saved in the heaven on earth. Everybody has his place. Everybody take your place. God's orderly. Now, some people are going to have more territory than others. Why is that? He that is faithful in small matters, I will make him ruler over many, said Jesus. See, many people say, I'm going to serve the Lord when I get the right platform, when I get a lot of money, when I get a lot of people, I'm going to get this. How are you doing with your one little square? He that is faithful in small matters, I'll make him ruler over many. Be faithful in small matters. He'll make you ruler over many. Be diligent. Everybody you meet's your mission field. Everything that comes to you, take care of it as an ambassador for God.
17, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities for prosperity shall yet be spread abroad.
Okay, it is prosperity to spread the gospel abroad. And in the book of Acts, when the first Christians were persecuted, they ran from place to place, and everywhere they would go, they would tell the gospel, so it was turned for good. And so when the 10 tribes were captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, we migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, and we went to what is called Ireland, Scotland, England, and there's the Church of England, to defend the faith there on the throne. And then we scattered over here to Canada and America, and here we are. We put up a cross in America and dedicated this land to God the Father and to the glory of His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The gospel is scattered.
And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem.
I am yet coming back and take back my territory, says Father, and my children shall dwell with me forever.
18. Then lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns.
Now this is a second vision, and this one we're walking in. Four does not mean the number four. It means four directions, north, south, east, and west. Horns means power. And of course, these are an exterior enemy agency. Exterior enemy agency. And we taught them in Joel, symbolized by the four stages of the locust army. The Kenites, the children of the devil, the seed of Cain, have destroyed our country with politics, political system, economy, education, and religion. So these are the horns. Now watch, God's not happy with them.
19. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these?
I just told you.
And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. 20. And the Lord showed me four carpenters.
Ah, four carpenters, four directions, north, south, east, and west. What does a carpenter do? He builds. He constructs. He will go in and pull out the wood rot and put a better foundation of it. Now, this carpenter is even greater than a hammering carpenter. This one is an artifactor, an ironsmith. I mean, he can pull down the iron strongholds and break them half in two. In other words, God has now lifted up a man in America of the seed of Abraham, who is a carpenter, who is in construction, who is a builder. He's an outsider, and he's coming into the corrupt political system, and he's pulling down strongholds. He's doing it like a wrecking ball. He's just breaking down all the corruption in our government, and they're having a fit, but God sent him. And here in the body of Christ at this end time, God has sent carpenters, and we, the elect, are pulling out the lies and pulling out the corruption and the wood rot out of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We're the carpenters. Amen. Myrtle Tree's carpenters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got happy. I hope you did too.
21. Then said I, what come these to do?
What do these do? Well, I just told you.
And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head.
Now, he's not talking about the carpenters there. He goes back to say, see these Kenites, they've destroyed America. See, the Kenites have gotten into the pulpit and given you one verse and 3 points, a book about the book, a tradition of man which makes void the word of God, a quarterly, and not every word of God. They don't even know the mystery of God. See what's happened to the politics. Okay, in other words, that's a horns. Now, here's what the carpenters do, the ironsmiths.
But these
ironsmiths, carpenters, myrtle trees
come to fray them.
sway them, shellac them. I love it. Daniel calls us the elect. He calls us the ships of Chittim, the bruisers. In other words, we're going to pull up, tear down, root out, expose, unmask the enemy in the political system and in the church. And God has chosen us. We are the myrtle trees. We are the carpenters. We are the ironsmiths. We are the elect with open eyes. Elect, connect.
To cast out the horns of the Gentiles.
Cast them out. That's what we always say. Get out of there. You're not welcome here. You can't take over our land. You can't take over our church.
Which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it.
And so we have it. Now, don't you like being a myrtle tree? Yeah, don't you like being a carpenter?
Yes.
And you're a bruiser. These are the elect. Oh, we have such a fantastic mission here at these end times. I hope you enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Have a hand. Bless you. We'll begin right there next time. But right now, it is time for Mystery Moment. Joel chapter 2 told us to blow the trumpet in Zion, so we always walk in the word and we obey. Question number one. Dear Sherry Trumpet, what do you think about the Pope calling Donald Trump not a Christian because Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep ISIS out and drug pushers out? What do you think? Do you think the Pope should say that Donald Trump is not a Christian? I tell you, let's take it to a higher authority than the Pope and a higher authority than Sherry. Let's take it to the Gospel of Matthew, the Beatitudes. Let's take it to Jesus. Jesus said, judge not. With the same judgment you judge, you shall be judged. What he means here in judge, no man is to say whether a person is saved or lost. No man is to say whether a person is a Christian or not. No man is to say whether the person is going to heaven or walk into the lake of fire. There is one judge, and his name is Jesus. Okay. Now, the same person asked this same question. Dear Sherry Trumpet, Barack Hussein Obama and the Pope tell us that climate change is so disastrous that we've got to fix it. What do you think, Sherry? Well, let's take it to the higher authority, higher than Obama, higher than the Pope, higher than Sherry. Genesis 8:22, God says, while earth remains, seed time and harvest, winter and summer, heat and cold, and day and night shall not cease. There we have it. I've got time for one more question. Dear Sherry, what do I have to do to be saved? Well, you have to acknowledge that you've sinned, confess your sins, repent of your sins, and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Why don't we do that right now? You know who you are. And all of you out there, north, south, east, and west, you're not saved. You're not sure you're saved. The end is very near, the Bible is telling us. If you will pray this with me, and you'll mean it, he will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can be saved right this moment. Come to Jesus. Come to eternal life in the New Jerusalem. Come and live with me in Father's house forever. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Please forgive me for them all.
Please forgive me for them all.
Omission.
Omission.
Commission.
Commission.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that Jesus' blood,
I believe that Jesus' blood
washes away my sins.
Washes away my sins.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me. to enlarge your territory. I thank you. I am a Christian. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, in a few moments, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. If you pray that in a minute, leave that message on my machine and say your name and I'll pray with you. Now, for those of you who are sick, Jesus still heals. So, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus. From the north, the south, and the east, and the west, men, women, boys, and girls, wherever there is pain, pain stop in Jesus' name. Jesus bore our pains. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Cancers dissolve and be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Blood clots be dissolved in Jesus' name. Tumors be removed. Blind eyes see, deaf ears hear, skin be healed, breasts be healed, back, spine, vertebrae, nerves, blood, livers, kidneys, pancreas, spleen, bladder, colon, prostate cancer be gone in the name and the power of Jesus. Fibromyalgia, lupus be gone, Crohn's disease be gone, all of the diseases be gone, sickness. Old people get up and walk, take up your bed and walk, crippled legs walk. Oh, let sickness be gone from you, your youth and your strength renewed as the eagles. Let miracles and signs and wonders, sad hearts be made glad. Demonic forces flee in Jesus' mind. Diabetes be gone. Glaucoma, get back where you need to be. Blood levels, sugar, get where you need to be. Be healed. Arise, live. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. He sent his word and healed them. Hallelujah. From all their destructions. He will bring it health and cure. He'll cure you and reveal to you the wonders of Jesus Christ's grace. Hallelujah. Oh, now when you call, tell me that you were also healed. And don't forget, I'm calling a day of repentance for America. All of you who are hearing me, if the Holy Spirit's quickening you, call me and let's get this on. We need to set a date. I need media help all over this country. Let's do it. That's the only thing will save our land. God bless each of you. Don't forget, March 23rd, 6:30 p.m. right here at my school, Scott Merson and his scripture picture video. It will be such a blessing to you. Now, I want you not to keep this truth. Anything you keep, anything you get is not yours to keep. Everything you have is to give away. I do that, but you know what? More keeps coming in. you give an apple, you get two oranges. It's wonderful how God does. And so I want you to remember that you're here about Jesus. You're not here about having fun. You're not here about all of that. It is fun to serve the Lord, but we're here on assignment. We are the myrtle trees. We are the carpenters. We are the ironsmiths. God's elect. Elect connect. Now think of this when you think of Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, Thy word is truth. I love you. God bless and keep you. And if God is willing, I will see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He? Oh, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. And I sing because I'm happy.
Love is pouring from His hands, from His breath. come to the lover you want, and you want no more. No. And all you who labor in vain, and to the broken and shamed, yeah, love is here, love is now. Love is here, yeah.
listening to WMIE on your radio dial, 91.5, as well as W272BA, 102.3 FM.
Homebound Henry, he's got a tumor in his head. He wakes up sweating every morning after dreaming he was dead. He used to think that life was boring, but now that's not the case. He turns to his wife in the evening. He says, "Honey, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose this race." Sweet River Road. Husband left her for some bimbo after 22 years. Now she's got to start all over, but she's just so terrified. She thinks it would have been so much easier if you would have just died. Sweet River Road. I can still feel your pain. And I've thought and prayed and worked it through about 100 times or more. How your soul just cries to everyone to help you get up off the floor. And right now it's morning, you're probably sleeping. I bet you're totally unaware of the flood of kisses you hold back by the way that you despair. It ain't me I'm talking about here, or anybody else you can touch. And that's all I'm gonna say right now. I don't wanna say too much, except sweet Jesus roll, oh, all over me. Sweet Jesus roll.
Ashamed of mistakes I've made.
I try to hide my face from your sight. That's when you call my name and wrap me within your grace, hidden in your embrace. I lift my
blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be